As the Old Glory Honor flight starts to come to a close and they start preparing for their trip home, it was time to relax and enjoy some of the sights and sounds of Vietnam. Here's Chris Berkers.
It was a hot day, very hot. We woke in Dong Ha. Our hotel was right next to the bridge. It was the site of a well-known battle where the Marines ended up having to blow the bridge. After that, we drove to Cam Lo, which was a French base at one point and also became a Green Beret base early in the Army. Cam Lo is also part of Leatherneck Square, which was a geographic area with four bases as the corners of the square. After that, we proceeded to Ca Tien, which is part of McNamara's fence. Ca Tien started also as a French base, became Green Beret, and then Arvin Army Base. Ca Tien was known as the Hill of Angels.
After lunch, we headed back to Hue City for a little time off, a little relaxation. A lot of the guys got together, were having a good time playing songs and drinking beer and reminiscing. A good time.
The next big thing for the 53 Vietnam vets that are in Vietnam at this time is, of course, the welcome home. And on Saturday, March 9th, everyone is invited to the Menasha High School, where they will be having a welcome home ceremony. The event gets underway with the doors opening at 5 o'clock. The bus should be rolling in between 5:30 and 6 p.m. It's a welcome home that they never received during the Vietnam War. I'm Doug Erdman.